So, in Tavrishayin Zayin Gimel, he said that there are some who say that even if someone is lighting for you in your house, if you're in a place where there are no other Jews, then you should light candles so that you can see them because there's a chiv to see the candles. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that that's against what we said earlier, that the Birchas HaRoah is only for someone that doesn't have anyone lighting for them and isn't going to light themselves. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says we really shouldn't follow this. V'afilim hu'etzel Yehudim v'roah ha'neros. Even if he's away and his wife is lighting for him at home and he happens to see candles where he is, says the Rama, he's still allowed to light on his own and he can even make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes many poskim who disagree with this and say that once the Chachamim said that you're yotze with your wife's lighting at home, you're not able to say, I don't want to be yotze with her and I'm going to light on my own now. And therefore, even though he says vada, we shouldn't be mocha in those people who follow the achronim and say that it's okay, still it's better to hear someone else make the brachos and then you can light or something like that, but don't light with a bracha if your wife is lighting for you at home. Siv Dalid Hanosar Bayom Ashmini Min Hashem Anatzarech Lashir Hadlaka Ose Lo Medur V'Sofer B'Pnei Atzmo Shir Hilton Mitzvasa. If you have any leftover oil after the Iftei of Chanukah, since it's set aside specifically to be used for mitzvah purposes, you're not allowed to use it for other purposes. Therefore, you need to burn it. And that's how you get rid of it. So, again, we mentioned earlier that you're able to make a tanai, make a condition when you light the oil, that you only want the first half hour of the oil to be for the mitzvah purpose, and anything else should not count for mitzvah purpose, and you'd be able to use it for something else. So if you did make that tanai, says the Mishnah Berurah, then it wouldn't be huksa l'mitzvah, so, and you wouldn't need to burn it up. So this is important for us, because a lot of times we have leftover oil. Even if you use the pre-made oil, not always does the oil entirely burn up. So that little leftover oil would appear that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, many poskim, as long as you made the tanai or you had in mind that you weren't planning on using all of the oil, and that only the first half hour of the oil should be set aside for mitzvah purposes, the rest of the oil you wouldn't need to burn up or anything like that. What if it's not really safe for you to make your own bonfire of oil? And if you did that, the fire department would come and tell you to stop. So Rav Yashiv says that you could wrap it up separately. As Rav Chaim Kanevsky says also, you could pour it into some sort of container and throw it into the garbage in a separate container. However, l'chatchila, it is best to burn it if possible, or bury it. You want to save it to Pesach. It's a little bit dangerous because you might have a takala. Might use it for something else. That's the Mishnah Berurah says, Chashina l'takala. That's why you need to burn it right away. And don't wait until you're burning anything else. So, yeah, it says, the psilos chayadim kitzah shulchan aruch say you need to burn it up also. So, it doesn't say Pesach over here. So, that's the halacha of that. The misar b'shemen acher v'ein shisham vatal. If it does get mixed up in other oil, and it's not 60 to 1, yesh mish omer she'ein lehosef alav k'dei levatal. Some say you're not allowed to add more oil to b'mvatal it, because that is bitol iser l'chatchila. You are not allowed to cause bitol on your own, but some say that since it's only an Issa Durabanan, you would be allowed to. So again, l'chatchila, you should make that tonight so that you don't have to burn it, but if you don't, you would have to burn it, or at least wrap it up separately and throw it in the garbage separately. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that in Tafreshayim Beis, Sif Katan Zayin, he says l'chatchila, it's best to always make that tonight to get out of these issues. Simin Tafresh Ayin Ches. Ner Shal Shabbos Kodom Ner Shal Chanukah. Ner Shal Shabbos Kodom Ner Shal Chanukah. Sif Al. Misha Ein Yado Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah Ner Shabbos. Someone who doesn't have enough money to buy Chanukah candles and Shabbos candles. Yiknin Ner Shabbos Nivnei Shalom Bayis. The Neros Shabbos come first because Shalom Bayis wins. The Mishnah Berurah says if you only have one candle in your house, that's enough. And even though, for Ner Chanukah, as we know, and even though we try to have two Neros for Shabbos, you can still, you can have one candle for Ner Shabbos and one candle for Ner Chanukah, or one candle for Ner Shabbos and all the other candles for Ner Chanukah to fulfill the Mahadrin. The Mishnah Berurah then points out that there are some who say that nowadays that we light inside the house, so then Ner Chanukah should really win, because you're not going to be sitting in the dark. Once you light Ner Chanukah in your house, that fulfills the Shalom Bayis, so you fulfill both. And even though we know that you're not allowed to benefit from the Chanukah candle, so that would seem to be a problem, still, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's like a shah sachana, which we said earlier, that you could just put it on the table. So even if you're not trying to benefit from it, by definition, if you light in your house, that's going to happen. But most of the Chachamim, so the Mishnah Berurah, disagree with this and say that that's not true, that even nowadays you should not do so and you should buy the Shabbos candles first. However, Moshe Feinstein points out that nowadays that we have electric lights in our house and electricity in our house, so then the Shalom Bayis rule no longer applies. So therefore, Moshe says that Ner Chanukah, which was Sumi Nisa, would actually beat Ner Shabbos. And even though other posts can disagree, the majority, including Rav Sternbach and Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all seem to imply that nowadays that we have electricity, the reason of Shalom Bayis no longer applies, and therefore Ner Chanukah for Sumi Nisa would...